University of Wisconsin River Falls students return to school from winter break. That's while the school grapples with how to address a mental health crisis on campus. Last semester, four students died by suicide in less than 2 months. WPR's education reporter Corinne Hess joins us now to talk about what steps they're taking this semester. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
This is some heavy stuff, but it's a really important issue. Can you talk just a little bit about how the campus body as a whole at UW River Falls was affected last semester and how the campus handled those deaths?
Yeah, last semester was incredibly difficult for UW River Falls. There were three suicides between October 3rd and November 3rd. So students were given an extended Thanksgiving break to grieve, and during that time, a fourth student committed suicide. Laura King, who is the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, said every decision that the faculty was making was to support students and families, but they also wanted to prevent more deaths. So faculty were able to identify 200 students on campus potentially at risk for a mental health crisis, and they were reaching out to those students weekly.
So those are some of the steps that are being taken. Is there anything else that's being done around campus physically, that some support being put in place for the rest of the student body right now?
So faculty spent winter break on campus discussing what steps could be taken. And so when students return to school today, they're seeing more support. This includes what is being called Mental Health Mondays, where they're able to talk about just their feelings, their weekend. They have more access to counselors. There's also more resident advisors based in the student dorms that is just additional support and just more people to talk to if students want to do that.
You spoke with one of the parents. Her name is Tanya Risky. Her daughter died by suicide, one of the four that you wrote about. How did Tanya say she feels about the way that UW River Falls has been handling this situation?
Tanya does not blame the school at all, and she thinks that the appropriate steps have been taken. Here she is describing how she feels about these devastating events.
I know what my own loss feels like, and to think about three other families going through all of that at roughly the same time is really hard to imagine. It felt like River Falls kind of got struck by lightning, because to have this many deaths at the same campus within this tight time period just feels so unbelievable. And like, how could this possibly happen? The only thing that feels even remotely positive about that is that it brought a lot of attention to mental health on college campuses.
You know, mental health is obviously an issue for young people across the state and nation. We actually just got a report about some youth suicide attempts that you had written about in your piece as well. Can you just talk a little bit about across the state and the nation, what is happening with mental health and youth right now?
Suicide continues to be a growing public health concern in Wisconsin, especially among teens and young adults, and especially with girls. Three of the four suicides were women. And LGBTQ. So in the state, the suicide rate increased 32% from 2000 to 2020, and that's according to the State Department of Health Services. And the recent report that you just referred to that the state put out found 1 in 10 teens have attempted suicide. Another report just showed that self-harming, which is, you know, cutting, burning, just all types of self-harm, increases when students go back to school, so both in September and January. So I think teens and young people are just facing a lot of things that they haven't in the past, you know, political environment and just all of these pressures. And so one thing when I talked to UW River Falls, the provost told me that they might just need to look at the pressure that these students have in class and in their lives. And a lot of these kids, well, all of them, they were in late middle school and high school during COVID. And that's where kids learn to deal with these pressures. And some of these kids missed out on that. So they're just looking at how to teach and deal with these students differently.
Yeah, it's a very serious topic. And we should mention, by the way, that if anyone out there is struggling with thoughts of suicide or needs someone to talk to, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline can be reached at 211. Thanks a lot for joining us, Corey, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.